Oppenheimer thought the battle against the super had been won.
But soon it became apparent that Teller, Strauss, and other supporters of the hydrogen bomb were mounting a counteroffensive.
Senator Brian McMahon told Teller that the GAC report just makes me sick. McMahon had come to believe that war with the Soviets was inevitable. He told a shocked Lilienthal that he thought the United States should blow them off the face of the earth quick before they do the same to us.
Admiral Sidney Sowers warned, "It's either we make it, the H-bomb, or we wait until the Russians drop one on us without warning."
Many other Washington officials had similarly apocalyptic reactions. The debate over the super had thus crystallized the underlying hysteria of the Cold War and divided policymakers and politicians into two permanently opposed Cold War camps, arms racers and arms controllers. Responding to vigorous lobbying, President Truman asked AEC Chairman Lilienthal, Defense Secretary Lewis Johnson, and Secretary of State Dean Acheson to study the issue once again and make a final recommendation. Lilienthal, of course, was staunchly opposed to the super's development. Johnson favored it. Only Acheson was undecided. But, a man of acute political instincts, he knew what the White House wanted. After Oppenheimer briefed him on the H-bomb, the Secretary of State processed Oppie's nuanced explanation of the GAC report in simplistic terms. "You know, I listened as carefully as I knew how," he told a colleague, "but I don't understand what Oppie was trying to say. How can you persuade a paranoid adversary to disarm by example?"